The series on worship, week 5, betrothal. Day 1, the ancient rite of betrothal. Shalt thou not go to my land and to my birthplace and take a woman for my son, for Isaac? And the servant said, O Yehovah, God of my lord Abraham, cause it to happen, I pray, before me today, and do mercy with my lord Abraham. Behold, I stand up by the fount of waters, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw waters. And it shall be, the maiden to whom I shall say, Incline thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Her hast thou destined for thy servant Isaac. And thereby I shall know that thou hast done mercy with my Lord. And it was that scarcely had he completed speaking, and behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, the brother of Abraham, with her pitcher on her shoulder. And the servant brought out vessels of silver and vessels of gold and garments, and gave to Rebekah. He gave also precious things to her brother and to her mother. Genesis 24, Portions. Arcana Celestia 3164. And the servant brought forth vessels of silver and vessels of gold and garments. That this signifies truth and good and their adornments is evident from the signification of vessels of silver, vessels of gold, and garments in the internal sense. That silver signifies truth may be seen in various passages, also that gold signifies good. Vessels of silver and vessels of gold are mentioned here because they are predicated of the affection of truth, which here is Rebekah. For regarded in itself, truth is but a vessel or recipient of good. Vessels of silver, specifically, are memory knowledges, for these are recipients of truth. Vessels of gold, specifically, are truths, for these are recipients of good. And that garments denote adornments is evident without explanation. In ancient times, such things were given to a virgin when she was betrothed, and this because of the representation and signification, in order that the betrothed virgin might represent the truth of the church that is to be conjoined with good. Arcana Celestia 9182, Section 4. Betrothals before marriage have been in use from ancient times and represented the first conjunction, which is that of the internal man apart from the external. The subsequent marriages themselves represented the second conjunction, which is that of the internal man with the external. For during man's regeneration, by means of the goods and truths of faith, the internal man is regenerated first, and afterward the external, because the external is regenerated by the internal. Arcana Celestia 5317. And Pharaoh took off his ring from upon his hand. That this signifies a confirming of the power the natural previously had is evident from the representation of Pharaoh as being the natural, and from the signification of a ring as being that which confirms, and from the signification of the hand as being power. From this it is plain that by his taking off his ring from upon his hand is signified that the natural gave up the power it had before, and that by his putting it upon Joseph's hand, as below, it signified that the natural yielded all the power to the celestial of the spiritual, meant by Joseph. This signification of a ring upon the hand is evident from the rites that have come down to us from ancient times, as from the rites of betrothals and unions, and also of inaugurations, in which rings are put upon the hand, and by them is signified Confirmation of Power. Questions. Betrothals began in ancient times and are vestiges of a practice from the ancient church. We read in Conjugal Love, number 81, that conjugal love will be raised up anew by the Lord after his advent, as it was with the ancients. What connections do you see between the ancient origins of betrothal and the raising up anew of conjugal love in the new church? 2. Gold, silver, and rings are mentioned in the readings as tokens given as part of the betrothal. What do you think is a good token of betrothal? 3. How does the explanation of a betrothal in Arcana Celestia 9182 apply to everyone, whether married or not?